Namaskaram. Today, we were blessed with an opportunity to serve. Koyiladi is one of the 40 Chola Desha Divadeshams sung by Nammalvar, Thirumangai Alvar, and two other Alvars. This is a great Divya Kshetram. From our trust, we were blessed to build a small Yatri Nivas. We all wish that many Yatris come, stay there, 2 or 3 days, serve Bhagavan as much as possible. We had built similar facility at Thirukkannangudi, Alvar Thirunagari and Thirunagari. You would be wondering, why do we build in remotest of the villages? It's very important to know that Bhagavan chooses some remote place and stays there till the end of Kali Yuga. Our Acharyas term this Divadesham as Uhandarulina Nilangal, places where Bhagavan is so fond of. He likes to live there and never moves out of that place. My friends, you will all know about the greatness of Divadeshams. But unfortunately, due to urbanization, much of population has moved out of villages and so the Divadeshams. But the message is, Bhagavan has not moved out of that place. Now it is our bounden duty to go, not only have darshan, but stay there and serve. Why so? Why not worship God at home? Should we go to a temple, and that too to a particular Divadesham? Why not to a temple close to my house? You can certainly do that. But Thirumazhi Alvar in one Pasharam says, in remote places, Ekanta Divadeshams, Bhagavan expects us to come there, serve Him. And that is where you get a private opportunity, a privileged opportunity to spend as much time as possible and to have a heart-filling, soul-filling darshan. We all throng Thirumala. How many minutes are we allowed to stay there? And please note, I am also a very ardent devotee as you are for Tirupati Venkateshwara. So don't take whatever I tell you now otherwise. We should go to Thirumala, but not always. We must visit Ekanta Divadesham, secluded places. The reason being, we have a privileged opportunity. This is not available in other Divadeshams. Crores and crores of money pour to Thirumala Venkatesha. Why not we go and offer whatever little possible, whatever would be by might, to these Divadeshams? Why not we offer a set of new clothes on the day of Deepavali? Why not buy some fruits like Madulambadam pomegranate, Sitaparam, Rastaliparam? We never do that. Do we ever take a good quality almond, good quality cashew and offer to these Divadeshams? We only take Kalkand. After all, that is the one available for 4 or 5 rupees. Other fruits are going to be very expensive. Why? Should that Bhagavan not have pomegranate? Should he not have almonds? But we don't do that. Now he expects us there, whereas we are satisfied going to temples where there is a big crowd and we are one of 1,000. Instead, why don't you think for a while, choose and go to places where there is nobody available. Bhagavan is always expecting us, willing to grace us. Will you accept with me that a Divadesham where there is nobody, Perumal is inferior to a Divadesham where it is crowded? Certainly not. whether a Divyadesham has 247 Pasharams like Srirangam, or another Divyadesham which has only one Pasharam, one stanza sung by Alvar, both are equal in status. We must know this. And to make people aware of this, invite them to stay here, as there are no staying places and no food arrangement. We have taken up the responsibility of creating this. Now I invite you all to come, have a darshan, stay here. It's a very decent place, let me tell you. And we have made all arrangements for good food at least thrice a day. You have milk, you have transport arrangement, everything possible. Now it is our turn. Now why should we serve? We have accepted. We have been benefited by so many things that Bhagavan has given us. Our life, food, status, home, a good family, all that I wear, all that I eat. Having got so many things from him, should we not reciprocate? Is it not our duty to reciprocate him? If you don't do that, then we take all that belongs to him, do not return anything to him. We are termed as a robber by Sri Krishna in Gita. Stena eva saha. Let us not be robbers. Now think for a while, discuss with your family, pack up your bags, come to these Divyadeshams. Just take 2 days off in a year. In 1 year, just take 2 days off. Come here and serve. Then you will see the transformation in you. I welcome you all.